Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We're talking about Shema Kona Par Pishmiya, Par Amira. And we asked, is it possible to say a bracha Par Pishmiya, Par Amira? And we saw a Gemara in Sukkah, or we heard about a Gemara in Sukkah, Taflam Echesam at base, that says that the Chazan says Baruch Haba, but the Tzibet says B'Shem Hashem. So you see, in a pasuk, you can split part they're saying and part they're hearing in their Yotze, Midin Shomea Keone. The only problem with that, and we had other sources as well that you can be able to say part Shomea Keone. The problem is that the Rif says that two or three people can split up benching because each person is saying complete bracha. One person says one bracha for everybody, another person says another bracha for everybody, another person says a third bracha for everybody, but you can't split one bracha into two. Why not? Apparently because you can't have part Shemiah, part Amira. The person saying the bracha can't part say it and part hear from someone else. So Memela, you have to say a complete thing. It can't be part Shemiah, part Amira. So other sources we mentioned, you can't say from Sukkah, from the Gemara in Sukkah, you can have part Shemiah, part Amira. And there are other sources that we mentioned in the previous year, Kiddush, that a mother can hear from a bar mitzvah boy if she's not sure if he's Hashdei Cyrus, part Shemiah, part Amira. She hears Kiddush from him, and then the Iker part of Kiddush, the Shabbos part, she says in her own. But from this riff, it's mashmah that no, you can't have part Shemiah, part Amira, that one person saying half a bracha and the other person saying the other half. So which one is it? We also had a problem with Shmonesre. Shmonesre, we said that when a chazan takes over, a relief chazan, because the first chazan got mixed up, he doesn't start from the middle of the bracha, he starts from the very beginning of the bracha. Why? Because you can't have part of the bracha b'shmiya, part of the bracha b'amira. So in the previous shiur, we discussed at length a yisod of the stipler, the previous two shiurim, that as long as the mashmiya says a davar shalom, you can have, but we thought that was very difficult. We presented questions, we saw the ma'alach of Shlomo Berman, we also questioned that. So now we are going to go on a completely different derech. And the yisod is that you can have part Shemiah, part Amira. However, the Rif's case of benching is different, and so too is the Shimon Esrei case different. There you can't have part Shemiah, part Amira. As we will see, normally you can. It's a davar shalom, Shemiah Kona, part I'm saying, part I'm hearing. But in these instances, you cannot. And again, we're basing ourselves in the shir of Rav Ozer, the Gaon Rav Ozer Shlita, who gave the shir in Harnof last year, Parashas Ekev. On Shabbos, and as recorded by Rav Ben Arza Shlita. First, we have to explain what we're going to talk about. Berachas Hazima. We know that Berachas Hazima is Rabbi Yisrael Nevarich, and one person is Mizamin, people answer. So, what's the makor? So, at the beginning of Perek Shel Shachru, the Gemara brings to Rabbi Yassi, and Rabbi Abba said it comes either from the pasuk of Agudla Hashem Iti, Unaram Lashmo Yachdav, or from Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So, it comes from either this pasuk or that pasuk. So, we have a pasuk for Berachas Hazima. The right that holds it's a Jerusha Gemura Doraisa. The Mishnah Brura says that Rov Rishonim say that it's only Dirabonan. And the Nafgamina is if a child who reaches 13, if he can be Mizami. If you hold it's Doraisa, then you're not Somech and Chazaka Dirab Doraisa, and you can't assume you brought Shtei Cyrus. But if you hold it's Dirabonan, then you can be Somech and Chazaka Dirab, and you can be Motzi others in Zimun. However, later on in the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam Beis, there's another Limun from another Pasuk, and that is Galchat Lesal Tevei Rachta, Zuber Chesaz Zimun. So you see another Makar. Full Bilkat Hazimun. And the Netziv said, why did he two psukim? He already had a pasuk before. Why did he need a new pasuk with Verachta? And not only that, Rav Chaim, the Shiltis, sometimes brings this Yafus, sometimes that Yafus, he brings two different Yafus. Why didn't he two Yafus for the same halach? So the poskim argue about the essence of Birchas Hazimun. The Beis Yosef says that Chovas Hazimun is to add Birchas Hazimun, which means that the people are preparing themselves to join together in order to bless Hashem. Nevarech she'achalnu mishalo, Baruch she'achalnu mishalo. So they're preparing themselves to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Birchas Zimun is all about. The brachas themselves of Birchas Hamazon Lechatchila should be said by each person on his own. The Zimun is said, they're preparing themselves to bench, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. But the Birchas HaMazon, each person says on his own. That's the Beis Yosef. However, Mori V'Zikni the Bach, found that I'm related to him. Not that I did anything, I was just born. It wasn't my own doing, but that's just the way it came out. The Bach in Kuf Tzadi Gimel says that besides the Berachas HaZimun, Nevarech, Shachanu, Mishalo, etc., part of the essence of Zimun is that Berachas HaMazon should be said by one person, and everybody else is Yotzei Bishmiya. And that's the Pashtus Lashon HaRosh Vatur. And he also proves it from the Gemara. On Memhe on the base. That if there's no Chobas HaZimun, it's better that everybody say the brachas on their own. Mashma, that if there would be a Chobas HaZimun, there would be three, then everybody wouldn't say the brachas in the room. One person makes the bracha, and everybody else listens. And so was Marich and the Shalos and Shuvas Panim Meiros, Chelek Aleph Simon and Zayin. And he proves from a number of places that the din is that when it comes to Zimun, the Mezamein says the brachas for everybody else, like it says in Chulin, that if you snatch Berachas HaMazon from the Mezamein, you have to pay him 40 Zehuvim. 10 for each bracha. And it also says that the Orech was Mezamein. Why? So you should bless the Baal HaBayis, because he's the only one making the bracha. So you see that Berachas HaZimun is that one person is benching for everybody. And so is Pashtus. It sounds weird to us because we don't do this. But that's the Pashtus Divrei Rishonim as well. And Pashtus the Gemara as we proved. And so is Lashon Rashi. You can also be Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam that way. See the Rambam, Pilchas Brachas, Parakei Halacha Beis and Gimel. Beis we Berachas HaZimun. What's Berachas HaZimun? Ima Yoach L'Mishal Shabbat Esar Mevarech Echad Me'an Vormen Rebrach Shachan L'Mishalo. Ve'akolen Brach Shachan L'Mishalo Tvo Chayinu. Fuchozer Mevarech Brach Shachan L'Mishalo Tvo Chayinu. Ve'achak Achol Me'a Bruch Ata Hashem Ken HaMelech Olam. Ve'zano Salam Kulu B'tuvo. Ad Shigom Rabba Brachas. Ve'hein On Namin Alko Brach U Bracha. So you see that he's benching for everybody. So if you're a good brisker, if you're a Rambam, so then, or you're a Yemenite, they follow the Rambam. One person for everybody. However, we find other Rishonim hold like the Beis Yosef that everybody makes the bracha on his own. The Meirin brachas Dafnon, the Chazanish. However, Rov, Rishonim, and Poskim hold like the Bach, and so the Magen Avram, and Kuf Pei Gimel, and he says, Akopanim, the first bracha, you should be Yotzei B'Shmiya Menam Mevarich, and so holds the Gra at the end of Simon Kuf Tzadi Hey, that the Ikra brachas HaZimun is that everybody should hear all the brachas HaMazon from one person. The only thing is the Taz says that now we're knowing that everybody makes a bracha on his own because they don't usually have proper kavana to listen. So it emerges then that now we're talking about the Ikar Adin, Das Rov Rishon, and Poskim, that really is that one person is benching for everybody, the Mezamein is benching for everybody, that there are two aspects to Ikar Chobas HaZimun. Number one is Hosofas Bracha, that you're adding a bracha. And that bracha that you're adding is either the Rabbi Sanei Baruch, Yishan Mishan Baruch Olam, Mishan Baruch Olam, etc., etc., or until Hazanas HaKol. That's a machlokas in the Gemara and Brachas. And if Mem Vav Amid Aleph, it says Ad Heichan Berachas HaZimun, and there's a machlokas there. Ad Heichan Berachas HaZimun. So where does the bracha of the Zimun extend? That's the Gemara. Rav Nachman says Ad Nevarech, Nevarech Shachal Mishalo. So in other words, the beginning part is Berachas HaZimun, and then Rav Sheshis argues and he says no, until the end of Hazan. So that is Berachas HaZimun. So first is the Ikar Bracha of Berachas HaZimun. And then in addition to that, there's a chiyuv that one person benches and everybody else listens. And the Netziv says that that's why you need two Yalfusos. You need two Limudim. One of them is from Gadol Hashem Tiamo Mashiach Dabar of Kishem Hashem Korbo Gadol Okeinu. From there we learn that one person benches on behalf of everybody else. And from the pasuk of Berachta Hashem Elokecha Zu Berachas HaZimun, we learn that there's an additional bracha besides the three brachas of benching. To Bnei Brachim Yerushalayim, you have a fourth bracha of Birchas HaZimun. And it's also meduyuk in the Shiltas. In Parashas Ekev, he's talking about the bracha of Zimun. He brings from Rabbi Rachta. And in Yisrael, he brings the other Yafusa of Gadlu. And there he's talking about how one bench is for everybody. And he brings the pasuk of Gadlu. So you see that each pasuk is referring to a different aspect of Birchas HaZimun. The Iker Zimun, the bracha that you add at the beginning, either until what we call Zimun, or until Azanas HaKol, that is learned from Uvei Rachta, and then when one person makes for the benches for everybody, that's from Gadlu. So now, Medavgayna Trit Vaiter. Now we're going to take a step forward. Isn't that exciting, Swedish friends? I love taking steps forward. Steps forward. We have to understand the second din of Birchas HaZimun, that everybody listens to the bencher, to the mezameh. We paskin b'chol haTorah kula shomei akeone. However, Tosis writes in Brachas and the Chaf Aleph Amid Beis that it's better to say it on your own. You're right, we hold Hidur Tfei Chiyotze Dvarim B'fiv. We hold that you can be Yotze Shomei Ke'one, but it's better to say it on your own. So Ma Pitom here, we say Adarab, you shouldn't say it on your own. You should be silent and hear the bracha from one person. And one person, we don't, most of our brachas we say on our own. When we daven, we say most of the brachas on our own. When we make brachas on our own. Pitom and benching, you see this. So that you are silent and you hear the bracha lechatchila. You're silent and you hear the brachas from somebody else. Why didn't you do the bracha on your own? It's hidur to the bracha on your own. Why didn't you say the bracha on your own? Why do we hear from somebody else? So we have a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. There the Gemara is talking about Zimun B'Shnayim. And they wanted to learn from that that Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnayim Sha'achlu Ka'achas, Echad Mehem Yotze B'Birchas Chavero. If two people are being mezamin, if two people are eating together, one of them is Yotze from his friend's bracha. So from this, the Gemara wants to learn that Ein Zimun B'Shnayim. That there's no such thing as Zimun B'Shnayim. Because if it's coming to teach us that you're Yotze B'Shmiah, that if two people eat together, one of them is Yotze from his friend. It's coming to teach us that you can be Yotze from your friend. So we already know that. Because it says, Shama V'lo Ana Yotze. You can hear and not answer, and you're Yotze. So what is it telling us when it says, Echad Mehem Yotze B'Birchas Chavero, that Ein Zimun B'Shnayim? That you can't, because since I'm being Yotze from you, and we eat together, you and I, I'm being Yotze from you, we can't have a Zimun with two people, that's the Raya. Rashi says, Lo Bala Lamdeinu Ela She'ein Tzrichim Zimun. The Kevan De Echad Yotze B'Birchas Chavero, Ashmina De Ein Zimun. Since I'm being Yotze from you, we hear from this that there's no Zimun. De Yesh Zimun Birchas Shneim Hi. Sheharei Omer Nevarech V'One Baruch Hu. Because if it would be Zimun, it's not that I'm being Yotze from you. It's that it's the bracha of both of us. It's not one person being motzi somebody else. So from this Rashi, you see a tremendous yisod. That the gather of Zimun is that when three people eat together, Birchas Hamazon is a bracha mishutefes. It's a combined bracha of all the mesubin. And that's why Rashi says, the kevim dechad yotze brachas chavero. Since one is being motzi his friend, I'm saying the bracha for you, saying the bracha for me, whatever it is. That's not Zimun. Because if it was Zimun, it wouldn't be called me being motzi you. It's both of our brachas. So when three people are making the bracha, it's not somebody being motzi. When three people are being mezamein together, it's not one person being motzi everybody. It's bracha mishutefet. It's the bracha of all of them. It's a completely different gather. And therefore, if one person is being motzi his friend, it must be that Rabbi Yechanan is telling us there's no such thing as din zimun here. Because all there is one person being motzi his friend, midin shomei ka'one. Because if it was zimun, then it would be the entire chabura saying the bracha. And the only thing is the chabura has a netzig. the Chabura has a representative saying the bracha for all of them, but it's a bracha of everybody. It's not a bracha of one person being motzi another person. Zachinu l'din. So we see from this, mezeitois, that zimun is different than shomea ka'one. Shomea ka'one is that everybody has their own amira pratis. Whether you, however you learn the gather of shomea ka'one, if it's as if you said it yourself, or it's your hearing, your mitzvah to the mashmiya, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, shomea ka'one is that I'm being motzi, you're being motzi me. So you said it, and then when I hear it, I'm saying it. So it's, each person has their own, they're not a group, they're not a chabura, it's every person who's listening is being yotzi as a yachid, his own specific amira, his own specific, he's being yotze, whether it's amira or shmir, but he's being yotze himself. It's a davar prati l'kol echad ve'echad. However, here, it's a completely different gather. It's a gather of birchas ha-chabura. It's one bracha that's said by everybody, but not everybody is saying it. It's said by a representative of the chabura. And therefore, there's no hidur mitzvah that everybody should make the bracha on their own, because everybody is making the bracha on their own. In Lundis, everybody's making the bracha on their own. If it's shomea ka'one, so then, you're saying it, and I'm listening, and you're being motzi me, and then I have my own specific personal kiyum. But here, there's no hider that I say it b'fi, because this is much stronger. This is me saying it b'fi. It's not shomea ka'one, that, but here it's like I said it b'fi. Ki'ilu omer ba'atzma. There, you're being motzi me, so when I hear it, it's as if I'm saying it on my own. Or my hearing it allows me to be yotze. But here, I'm saying it on my own. Because the representative, he's my representative. So when he says it for me, piv kipi. So his mouth is like my mouth. So that's the difference between the din of shomea ka'one, of zimun, and shomea ka'one. Shomea ka'one is that everybody is ke'oneh. Everybody who hears it is like either they said it or they're hearing it is motzi them. But either way, they're being the kind of their own specific din. But it's not that they actually said it. When you talk about the din of zimun, according to Rashi, everybody is saying it. It's not that one person is yotze bebirchas chaver. Shemekon is one person's yotze from his friend's bracha. Here, it's not that one person's yotze from his friend's bracha. It's that they're all saying the same bracha. And the yisod for this we see from the Gemara in Brachas and Mem Hei Amud Beis, that if there's no zimun, then everybody should make the brachas on their own. And only if one knows how to make the bracha and one doesn't, then the baki is motzi the boor. The expert is motzi the guy who's in Amarts. So the Pnei Yoshua says, Tzad, and the Rishonim, that if two of them, if they're both Bikiyim, it doesn't even work. B'diavad, that one Baki cannot be Motzi, another Baki in benching. And he says that the reason is because it's different than every other place you say, Shomea Ke'one. Because it says in the Yerushalmi, brought in the Ran, in Rosh Hashanah, and in the Megillah, in Mesechus Megillah, then three things a person has to say on their own. Kriya Shema, it says Vishinantam, everybody has to say it with their mouths. Kol echad yishanim b'fiv tefilas rachamei, to say your own davening, and birchas hamazon ve'achalta v'savata uve'rachta. That you have to misha achal yivarech, that the person who ate also has to make a bracha. So the reason, if they're two bekim, that one can't be motzi others, because there's a special din of birchas hamazon that the one who ate has to make the bracha. So if that's the case, so why is Zimun any different? Zimun is, even if all three of them are Bikiyim, one of them makes the bracha, and the other two just listen to the whole benching, according to most Rishonim. One person is making the bracha, and everybody else is listening. So why is that any different? Normally in benching, you split it up, everybody should make their own brachas, there's no Zimun. And the answer is, it's because you're not splitting it up. Like Rashi, it's a birchas shneim. When he's making the bracha, I'm also making the bracha. So this is different than Shema Keone. It's a bracha mishutefet shel kol ha-chavura. It's everyone's bracha. We can also explain the svar of the poskim, that the poskim say that even though now all of the mesubim make the bracha on their own, the mezamein should say the three brachas b'kol, and then the mesubim should say with him b'lachash. You say the first bracha, at least until hazanas hakol, you should be saying it softly along with the mezamein. To be mekayim and rom mashmo yachtav. So l'chora doesn't make it sense. Since they're not being yotze from him, everybody is making the bracha on their own, what does it help that he's saying b'kol, and they're saying b'lachash, and they're saying it quietly? And the other day, they're being yotze on their own. But according to what we said, it was very good. Because even though everybody else is making their own bracha, but they're mishtatef with him, and there's bracha mishutefes when they say it with b'lachash. So there is a kiyum of the birchas hatzibur, besides the bracha pratis that everybody's saying on his own. So you see two kiyum, and we also have that. We have an article on Korban Pesach, that it could be a Korban Sibur or Korban Yachid, depending on the circumstances. So here you have a bracha that at the same time is a bracha Sibur and a bracha Yachid. That all three people are being mishtatef in the bracha, all three people are being mishtatef in one bracha of the mezameh. And then there's also a kiyum of a kiyum prati, that everybody is saying it on their own. Because as we said, it's hard for people to have kavanah to listen, but at least by saying it along with the mezameh, there being a kind of bracha mishutefes. And we also can explain what the post can bring, Bir Halacha brings in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and say for Birchas Avram, that even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosas in the Rush, that somebody hears a bracha from his friend, is not Yotze, unless he understands the language of the bracha, even if it's Hebrew, but if there are three people, and they're mezamein, you're yotze even if you don't understand the language. What's the reason? The answer is because you're not yotze from your friend if you don't understand the bracha. But here you're not being yotze. When you're talking about a zimun, it's not an inyan of being yotze from your friend. You're saying it on your own, so you're yotze even if you don't understand. And we find this gather also in the other din of the Yerushalmi. That tefillah, everybody has to make the bracha for himself. Somebody's not motzi his friend. However, there is an inyan of the chazar sashatz that were motzi misha'in obaki, and I'm Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, midina, you yotze and motzi even a person who is a baki. So what's this whole idea of chazar sashatz? Either Yerushalmi says that tefillah has to be said by the person himself. So the answer is that the gather there of chazar sashatz is not that the, it's not midin shomea keone. Rather, Chazaras Hashatz is a Tfilas Hatzibur. And it's considered as if the Tfilah that the Tzibur says is being said with their mouth by the Shliach. And a raya for this is that Rabbi Gamliel says that even the Amshe B'Sados, even the people who are out, are working. They're also yotze with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. This is no shomea keone. The answer is, it's a tefillas tzibur. So memela, the whole tzibur, is mishtatef. And you can also look in the Kuzari. There he says in Chelek Gimel, Osiyot Zayin, he makes a distinction between tefillah bit tzibur, when 10 people are davening, and tefillas hat tzibur, where the shliach tzibur is saying the tefillah on behalf of the tzibur, but they're also saying it. And so too in the Rambam, Keitzah Tfilas Hatzibur, Ye'echad Mispalah B'kol Ram V'akol Shomim. And he doesn't say that everybody says the Tfilah B'lachash. So that's one, that's a bracha mishutefes. And we also see this in the, brought in the Shulta Giborim from the Riyaz at the end of Rosh Hashanah. It's also in the Rambam. That he explains that a yachid isn't okay, I'll say there are brachas. Why not? Because when you do art okay, when 10 people are davening quietly, So you're not tokea because of the tefilas hayichidim. Only when there's a shliach tzibur, you're tokea because it has a din of tefilas hatzibur. So today there's different minhagim. Some people do it during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Some people do it during Chazaras Hashatz. But you don't have that tzav, you do it during Shalom Shemoneh Esrei. It's because when there's a shliach tzibur there, so it's considered tefilas hatzibur. So you see this chiluk between tefilah bitzibur, tefilas hatzibur. So this tzibur now is mitzvah if it's one bracha of the tzibur and they're all saying it quietly. But since they're here, it has the gather of one community tefillah, just like we also had by benching. Now it's interesting. The rabbi in Hilchos Tefillah, the end of Perek Ches and the beginning of Perek Tes, when he talks about listening to the shliach tzibur, the rabbi emphasizes a number of times that it's important for the tzibur to be answering amen, even though we already know that there's a din from. I also read the rabbi there's a din of answering amen. The answer is that here there's a special amen because this amen is part of the mehusaf takanas chazaras hashatz. There's something special about the amen of chazaras hashatz. Also in Zimun, the Rambam emphasizes in Hilchos Brachos that the mesubim have to answer amen to every bracha. So also here the Rambam is telling us there's a special amen. It's part of the mehus of Zimun. What's the pshat? So if you read the Rambam carefully in Hilchos Brachos in Perak Aleph Lachir Aleph, person whose own amen is kimivarech. So there are a number of proofs that answering amen is like saying the entire bracha in a very encapsulated form. So bazoi, therefore you're mekayim when you say amen to the bracha of the shliach tzibur. You're mekayim. It's as if you said Shemoneh Esrei yourself. That's the special din of saying amen in chazaras hashatz because you said Shemoneh Esrei yourself. It becomes by saying amen. It's the bracha of the tzibur. So it's not just like the Yerushalmi says, it's two things. It's not just like the Yerushalmi says that you said the bracha yourself, that's what the Amen does. But in this way, the tzibur is mishtatef b'tfila. It becomes a communal prayer by saying Amen. So it's not just your own amira pratis of the bracha. Amen is an amira pratis. But also by everybody saying Amen. So we all gather together and we make it a communal tfila. And the same thing with Zimun. That's how we're mishtatef together in the Zimun. You're saying the bracha for us, and by saying amen, we're mitzdarif to your chabura. So it becomes one chabura that everybody's saying the bracha. Piv kipi. So besides the general din klali of amen, you have a special din here of amen, in order that we should be considered one chabura. And the Netziv says that gabei birchas hazimun, the answering of amen by the mesubim is daraisa. Even though normally amen is not daraisa. And the reason is because if Berachas HaZimun is Daraisa, and it's the gather of this Din Daraisa is that it's a Bracha Mishutefet, in order to make it a Bracha Mishutefet, there has to be a Shtatfus of saying Amen. So if Ozer Shlita said there are other proofs, other problems that are resolved by this Yisod. But we get back to our original question. And now we'll read the Lashon of the of Rav Ben Arza, as he recorded the shir. Nira diyesh lema. Dishoymea ka'ona mehani af b'chatzi b'shmiya v'chatzi ba'amir. It's definite, probable, very well, very likely, that you can do a have a bracha, part shmiya, part amir. And like Rabbi Kiva Eger understands, is a hanacha pshuta, and like we see in Halel, baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Part say Baruch Haba, part say B'Shem Hashem, Baruch Haba, according to the Bible, everyone says B'Shem Hashem. You can have part Amira and part Shmia. But Chazaras Hashatz is different, and Zimun is different, because Me'ikr Takanasin O'Mohusan Lo Sagilu B'Rudin Shomei Akeon Dabat Filo Berchas Hamazan Omer B'Yerushalmi Shkol Echad Ve'echad Tzarech L'Varech Ba'atzma V'Rak Ve'inan She'at Filo Berchas Hamazan Yomer Adi Atzibur Kulo Kish Echad. So we saw from the Yerushalayim that everybody has to say the bracha themselves. Everyone has to daven themselves. Everyone has to bench themselves. So how do we get them together? How do we make them into an isha echad that they're all saying it themselves? So the answer is hilchach b'zeb ve'inan shebracha shleima te'omer al yidei echad v'rak kach te'choshev kamira mishutefes. Since on one hand, they have to say it on their own, but on the other hand, one person is saying it for everybody. So how do you do that? The answer is that a bracha, one complete bracha, is going to be said by one person. And then it's going to be an amira mishutefes. So when you have a bracha and benching, and one person is saying the complete bracha, and they're all saying it. But if he only said half the bracha, then he can't hear half it from his friend. Because that would only be a din of shomea keonen. And the only way you can have a shituf of the tzibur, v'shituf ha-tzibur miskayim rak be'amira shlema shel bracha achas al ponim. The shituf of the tzibur, everyone gets together, if there's an amira shlema of one bracha. V'imkein ha-kol meturetz heitev, de-harif ha-lo mairi begavne de-zimun, sharei zeo nidan asug yasham. When the Rif says you can't split up brachas, he's talking about al-tzchi of zimun, not shomea keonen. The Gemara there is saying, ar-hecham brachas ha-zimun. You can't split up brachas. One bracha, give it to two people. Every person has to say a complete bracha. If you split up one bracha into two, then you're going to need to come onto the din of Shemei Akeone. And Shemei Akeone is an amira praticha kol echad. So everyone's saying their own bracha. I hear from you, and by hearing from you, it's as if I'm saying it my own personal amira. We don't want that. Here we want it to be a bracha mishutefes. And you can only have a bracha mishutefes if a person says a complete bracha. And the other issue, the other place where we saw you can't split it up half shmi, half amira, was a shliach tzibur who made a mistake. And somebody else started in this place. So there is a din in tefillah. And tefillah is a special din of tefillah set tzibur. And therefore, you can't finish. I can't finish your bracha midin shomei kona. That part of it I heard, and part of it I said, because then it's not considered an amir of the tzibur. We can't be the whole tzibur is not mishtat. The whole tzibur is not mishtatif in such a bracha. The only way there's a shitaf hatzibur is where there's an amir shleima. So, if I heard part of your bracha, and then if I said the first half, and I got mixed up, and then you took over from me. So neither of us would be yotze, because it's not considered. And the other people as well would be yotze, because it's not considered tefillas hatzibur, because it's a bracha split into two. And that's only, we'd both be yotze shomei keone. And that end would be fine. But it wouldn't be fine on the end of, on the special din of tefillah, that it has to be a tefillah mishutefet, that everybody is saying it's tefillas hatzibur. That doesn't work if it's half shmia, half amira. However, when you're talking about Kriyas Halel, which is the din of Shema Keone, and that's the makor of the din of Shema Keone, like it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, there you can have a mirah lachatzayim, because everybody can finish his friend's bracha. The chazan says baruch haba, they say b'shem Hashem, and you can have, like the Gemara there describes, you know, we don't do that way anymore today, like the Gemara describes, but the Gemara describes how they split up Halel, so you can have saying some of it, and listening to some of it, and also in the case of Kiddush, where Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can have part Shmiya, part Amira, that the child, the 13-year-old boy, is Motzi's mother, a woman, and he says most of Kiddush, and she's Yotze, because you can be so on Chazaka Durab de Rabban, and you can assume that he's a bar mitzvah, but the Iker part Shabbos, she says in her own, because you can mix and match in Shomei Akeone, you can have part Shmiya, part Amira, and also the din of the Orzarua, which is what we started with, that's talking about a woman who's coming to be Motzi, a man, without a Zimun, because women don't do Zimun with men, a woman's not Motzi, a man in Zimun. So there you can have Shomer, you can have half Amira, half Shmiya. So therefore the woman says the whole benching for the man, and Bris and Torah, the man says on his own. But in an instance where you have Zimun, like the Rif's case, where he says don't split up a bracha, bracha samazin into two, because there he's talking about a Zimun problem. There you're making a Zimun. There the Rif says don't, if you're splitting up, if there are four people, if there are five people, don't split up one bracha of benching into two. There you're making a Zimun. So in such an instance, the Rif says, you know why you can't split it up? Now we're saying the pshat. The reason that you can't split it up is because there's a spell, not because it's a problem with Shemei Akona, part Shemei, part Amira. Otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. I say half of the bracha, and you say the other half of the bracha, and I'm able to say part with Amira, part with Shemei, and so are you. And we both have a Dabar Shalom. The problem is, the reason it can't be done, is because here you need a bracha mishutefet shalat sibur. You need a common bracha. And that doesn't work if it's half Shemei and half Amira. So that is the yisod of Rav Ozer, and also in tefillah, the person takes over the chazan and says a complete bracha, because you can't have in tefillah, since tefillah needs to be a bracha mishutefet. V'shituf hatzibur mitkayem rak ba'amirah shleima shel bracha achat al kol panim. That's his yisod. And to be honest with you, sweetest friends, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because who says that the shituf hatzibur can't be where I say half the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and then I get mixed up, and then somebody takes over and he says the other half. Why can't that be a continued tefillah hatzibur? Why in benching? Can't I say works for Shemoneh Koneh? What's the difference? Why can't it be a tefillah hatzibur or a berachas hazimun if I say half the bracha and my friend says the other half? So I would have to ask him if I would see him. But that's anyway the yisod that he presented in the shir, and I'm sharing it with you. And if anyone has any comments or ha'oros or extra havanas in this sugya, and yasmach me'od l'shmoa, you can always contact me. There's always that click button. You can contact the speaker button, and it would definitely enlighten me if I would have added insight from my sweetest friends in Rabbeim. We should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem. Lilmod ulelamed lishmor velasos ulekayim is called divrei salma torasa be'ahava, and we should always be zochet to be mamik b'toras Hashem. Ve'Hashem yatzilenu mishgios umitoraso yareinu neflos. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.